Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Junkies are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Let's head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to Chris Russell, the Rooster, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. Good morning, Rooster.
Good morning, Case. Good morning, boys. How are you?
What's Thanks up? For having
Doing
me.
Well.
Hey, buddy.
Rooster, you know, I just traveled over the weekend, but I heard your travel nightmare. Can you fill in the boys about your stay at O'Hare Airport and what happened to you?
I haven't heard this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
Well, it's interesting, you know, Valdez always does me a solid and plays the Eagles coming back, which is why I went to Chicago over the weekend to see the Eagles for the final time ever in my life as they're completing their final tour, and it was amazing. United Center, hadn't been there in 18 years. Just tremendous show.
How many everything. Of those guys are still alive?
Well, Glenn Frey is not
he's
alive, but his son, right? He's the only one of the last reincarnation, if you will. I mean, who was it that passed away? J.D. Souther, or one of them? One of the older members that was no longer a current member. Passed away recently. I can't remember who the hell it was. But anyway, Glenn Frey, obviously the main one. He was the co-founder along with Don Henley. And his son is a part of the band now, along with Vince Gill, if you know him, from more country music roots. But anyway, just an amazing show, amazing concert, amazing weekend. Chicago's awesome if you haven't been there. But O'Hare sucks. I mean, if we think we've got problems at Dulles and Reagan National and BWI, oh, man, O'Hare sucks.
All things being equal, I will fly into Midway.
Yeah. I mean, Midway's not in the greatest area. So anyway, we got stuck coming back, you know, at O'Hare. I guess we're my flight was supposed to leave at like 1 o'clock Chicago time and didn't wind up leaving until after 5 o'clock because they said all the winds here on Sunday. And I guess got some snow here on Sunday somewhere in the area before I flew, actually had you know, delayed everything and bottled everything up. So anyway, stuck at O'Hare for like 5 hours without a computer. You know, I could barely keep my phone charged. I ate too much. I drank too much and didn't get home until 9 o'clock.
What did you drink?
On Sunday
night. Were you just boozing, just beer?
No. I boozed a little bit on the way there because I was in kind of, you know, Russell vacation mode. I drank a lot of Diet Coke. I didn't know that.
For some reason, I don't think of Russell as a drinker.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm not a heavy drinker, but I did have.
I have a pop here and there.
I did have a couple of. I think it was Absolut. I can't remember. And Diet Cokes on Friday.
So you did vodka Coke.
I've had that before.
Listen, here's my thing. Like hard liquor is sweet enough. I don't like sweet things. I'm a sour guy, as everybody knows, right? I don't like a lot of sweet things. So, like the idea of combining like vodka and orange juice or whatever, it's just sugar overload. It would fry my brain. I can't handle.
You would hate my favorite drink, vodka Red Bull.
Oh, I could never. Now, if you gave me maybe, you know, a sugar-free Red Bull, right? They make those, Jason,
yeah.
right?
No, they
so
do.
So maybe I can handle
They do,
that.
But it's still a sweet taste.
Yeah.
You I'd know give what I mean? You a sugar-free don't sleep energy drink, personally.
Yeah.
That's I mean, just me.
You know, I'll do,
yeah,
the sugar, I'll do the sugar-free anything. I mean, literally put something sugar-free in front of me, and your boy is guzzling it. But
so bottom line is 5 hours at the airport, yeah. and then you had to circle at Dulles,
well,
correct?
Yeah. So then wound up, right, going to Fredericksburg and around, and it was just...
Because of the winds.
You know, it was one of those... Because of the winds, and because, I guess, so many flights were backed up. Anyway, it wasn't a great story. Sorry, I did a bad job explaining it. But it was not fun. And I hate airplane travel. I hate it.
I don't like it either.
I'd much rather go in my car, you know, but sometimes you have no choice.
So you were coming back, what, Sunday, right? So
yeah.
my daughter was actually coming back with my wife, and they said it was very bumpy. And then we had other teammates and, you know, people that we know from the team coming back on another flight, and they approached and then went up and approached and went like a couple times because of the wind. And
the
if
wind.
You saw some of the video of some of the planes landing over there.
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm. By the time we were actually landing, I didn't think the bumps were as bad as I was expecting and as bad as they were saying, but yeah.
I always sweat when they tell you that you have to, you know, go around for another 30 minutes or however long you went around because of the winds. That's when I actually start wondering about gas.
Then you're worried about that. Right, exactly.
Keenly aware of that.
All right, so let's get into these signings, Rooster. Which one was your favorite?
So I think, because I knew you guys would ask, I think I'm going to go with Frankie Louvu, the inside linebacker from Carolina, because he's a really, really, really good pass rusher from an off-the-ball inside linebacker perspective. I think he'll ultimately play Mike here, but I don't know that because he can also play edge and outside. But they can use him in a couple of different ways. He's really good getting downhill at the quarterback, obviously good at blowing up some run plays based on what I've seen and somebody that I talked to, and also really good in coverage. I mean, he is – listen, I don't know how he'll translate to this scheme – and this system, and now that he's been paid, but he is about as all-around good of a linebacker in all of those three key components as you can possibly ask for. I was a Bobby Wagner guy. I thought, you know, maybe they would go for Bobby Wagner, even though he's at an advanced age. He's almost 33. Quinn and Ken Norton had him in Seattle. You know, and they still might do that, right, and have Louvu basically line up along with Jamin Davis on the outsides and Bobby Wagner on the inside. But they could choose to go just Louvu and kind of, you know, he played some Mike. He played some certainly interior linebacker in Carolina and go that way. And I think they got him at a pretty good price. To me, that's my favorite. I would say Tyler Badash is probably my second favorite because I thought they were going to go after this dude, Lloyd Cushenberry, the third from Denver. Who's probably the top center on the board. They didn't, or maybe they lost out on him quickly and quickly went to Badash. I talked to somebody in the Cowboys building, guys, last night that is very familiar with Badash and Dorrance Armstrong, the defensive end that they got. Said not that worried about Dorrance Armstrong in terms of a pass rusher, even though he puts up about 8 sacks a year. Not, you know, scared, not that explosive, not poppy, what have you. Just a good, solid player. But Badash, they thought that was going to be a pretty big deal for the Cowboys to lose, even though he was surrounded by great talent on that offensive line. To lose Badash and to lose Tyron Smith, who they're going to lose in free agency, is a pretty big blow for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
Commanders need another end.
They do.
Because
they do,
right,
Jason,
now, I don't know who would be the other end right now. KJ Henry? I mean, I don't even know.
Well, right now, yeah, because they don't have anybody under contract because they don't have Tua Hill. They don't have James Smith Williams or Efe Abada under contract. I mean, they could bring back Chase Young.
Ah, no chance.
Please, that is not happening.
Freaking impossible.
That is not happening.
So I would think they might look at that.
Chase isn't going back to San Francisco either.
No,
so they quickly replace him.
So today I would think that they're looking. I think they should look definitely in the secondary, maybe corner. And then another edge.
Well, corner would be a more of a priority than those other positions for me. But to your point, yes, you're right. I don't think they're going to bring back Cam Curl, unless the market continues to get so depressed, and it already is depressed for Cam Curl and the safety position compared to what he wanted and what the rumors were and all that. But corner, they're not bringing back Kendall Fuller. I never thought they would. I mean, they're much more of a man defense, even though they said, hey, man, don't study the film and think that you're going to fit. they're playing more man than Ron Rivera and this crew playing. That's not Kendall Fuller. I mean, so I would think corner is number one. But to your point, safety and edge, and, well, you know, I don't think tight end because of Zach Ertz. But, you know, I mean, it's not like you can count on Zach Ertz to play a lot, I don't think. I think they'll address that fairly high in the draft, but I guess I can't rule out tight end if somebody pops free, like an Austin Hooper, somebody like that.
Rooster, I heard you semi-crushing my guy Gibby on his way out of town as he signs a deal with the Patriots. So bye-bye, Gibby. Hello, Austin Eckler.
Yes.
I mean, I was a little bit surprised by the Eckler signing. Were you as well? And what do you think that does to the dynamic of the running back room?
All right, so I fully apologize in advance if I hurt your feelings.
No, it's all good, man.
You
I'm
know
a grown
I love
up.
You.
I can live with it. I'm good.
Yeah, you know, listen, all respect for Antonio Gibson. He was a college receiver, flipped and asked to be a physical downhill running back by the previous staff. I get that wasn't a great fit, even though it looked good at times in his rookie year and even in his second year when he topped 1,000. But, you know, the ball security issues for a team with no margin for error drove me crazy. The fact that if you talk to coaches, you know, privately, and they would allude to this somewhat publicly, but not really go hard, you know, he had trouble following his keys and his reads and all that stuff. And, well, I mean, it shouldn't be shocking that he wasn't a natural running back. He was a receiver
at Memphis.
Also,
let me interrupt you.
Yeah.
Also, coaching malpractice by Ron and company, not to utilize him to the best of his ability, his skill set.
And I did, I mean, to be fair to me, I did point that out and say, you know, listen, the bottom line is he probably wasn't used right, and then he didn't help himself by not holding on to the football and by not maybe taking that bigger step forward in terms of the technical XE and OE type things. I don't want to go too deep into all that, but you guys know what I'm talking about, right? He would go, instead of going more downhill, he would go more east to west, more shuffle, miss a read, miss a gap, miss a lane, whatever it would be, and then something that was designed for four would turn out to be a negative one. And, you know, ultimately you can't have that. Now, why he didn't work out more as a third down back as a J.D. McKissic replacement, I don't know. That one I put more on EB, but here's the one way I would defend it. You know, if you have ball security issues and if you don't always know where you're going on the field, you're still a liability as a receiver, even as a third down back. Well, that's not what they're going to have a problem with Austin Eckler. I think people are going to wonder, hey, is Austin Eckler a 1 or 1A? No. He may be a 1A ahead of Chris Rodriguez. He's not a 1 ahead of Brian Robinson. He's actually in a really good Batman and Robin tag team type, you know, style here with Robinson, with Chris Rodriguez Jr., two more physical, again, between the tackle, downhill backs, and Eckler can be the primary third down guy, catch 75 balls out of the backfield. You know, sometimes it'll drive you crazy that it'll be checkdowns, but sometimes it'll be screened by design, and this offense should look very different. And, oh, guys, also with Cliff Kingsbury, remember, he does a lot of the 4 and 5 wide receiver or receiver spread out looks. I would expect Austin Eckler is going to be designed to be out of the slot, out of the inside middle of a 3-receiver set to one side of the field, out of the outside. Like, use him as, again, that hybrid running back receiver that we kind of thought maybe Antonio Gibson would fit the role of coming out of Memphis.
Talking to our pal Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. So Peter Schrager, who's on the NFL Network, tweeted yesterday that the Commanders were in on Sam Darnold. Now, ultimately, he signs with the Minnesota Vikings. But what does that signal to you that they were in conversations with Sam Darnold?
Yeah, not a surprise for me, because that was a name that I had mentioned a couple of times over the last couple of weeks, is, hey, they're going to need a third veteran. And I didn't think Jacoby Brissett was coming back, and obviously he went to New England yesterday on the same deal he got here, 1 year, $8-ish million. So Sam Darnold was a guy that I thought, well, okay, maybe Mitch Trubisky before he went back to Buffalo, maybe Jimmy Garoppolo, who was with Adam Peters in San Francisco for a number of years, could be amazing. Mm-hmm. They need a third quarterback because, A, we all presume, right, they're going to take a number two overall quarterback, but that guy is going to have some bumps in the road, potholes, some learning, whatever. Maybe he doesn't start right away. I don't know, probably, but maybe he doesn't start right away. You have Sam Howell, yes, but we all know Sam Howell is a low-level starter, fringe starter, high-end backup type. To me, you needed somebody to help lead that room from a mental and emotional standpoint and from a learning standpoint as a player that players could go to in the locker room and say, hey, man, what did you see? What, you know, as opposed to having to always go to the coaching staff. And then on top of that, more importantly, you know, JP, look, Joe Flacco was quarterback number four for the Cleveland Browns. They won 11 games last year. In 2020, as bad as the Commanders were at 7-9, winning a stupid division that they had no business losing, they were on almost quarterback number five. They were one throw away, 1 minute away from Steven Montez playing in a playoff game when Taylor Heineke got banged up against Tampa on that Saturday night. You need three semi, if not full quality quarterback options now in today's NFL. And I've been saying this for years. People used to make fun of me with Nate Sudfeld. Nate Sudfeld sucks. But the point being is you need three quarterbacks that can play because guys get hurt all the time. And, oh, by the way, half of them suck, if not more than half of them. So, yes, I think they need a third quarterback, and it might be Jimmy Garoppolo just based on connections and based on,
wow,
you know, at this point, who's available and what leverage does Jimmy G have? He's hurt all the time. Or Jimmy
Hansen. It could
Hansen,
be somebody like Ryan
Tannehill. He's hurt all the time.
It could be Tannehill as well.
Yeah, I think Tannehill's got a little bit more pop at this point than Jimmy G, but maybe I'm wrong on that.
So that,
or how about this? How about this? What about trading a fifth-round pick for Justin Fields?
Well, they're going to get better. They're going to
get
better
for fifth rounder. I love that.
I don't know if they're going to get better than that. I mean, they've been asking for at least one third rounder. They can't get a sniff. And the Falcons shut them down. The Pittsburgh Steelers went with Russ Wilson. I mean, maybe Oakland went with Gardner Minshew. Maybe Denver.
His market is drying up. It was dry before, but it's drying up ever since.
It's drying up because Justin Fields is what he is and what he was out of Ohio State. An inconsistent passer, number one. Nice guy, great athlete, but banged up some. Inconsistent passer, no matter what system he's been in. And here's the other thing. Keep in mind, teams that were going to put a high asset in return to the Bears, again, presuming that the Bears were asking for at least a third-round pick, maybe more. Some people thought more. They also were going to have to make a decision on a fifth-year option at the end of April, early May, on Justin Fields. Do we sink in $25 million if our plans, like the Falcons, if they weren't able to get Kirk? If our plans are for Justin Fields to compete for the starting position or to be the starter, we got to make a decision on, you know, May 1st, say, on the fifth-year option, not for this year, but for next year. So I think that's hurt the potential trade leverage in return. That's why I say maybe the Commanders can sneak a silly in there at, you know, fifth round, whatever. You know, not a useless pick, but something like that, and then not extend him, not give him the fifth-year option, let the fourth year play out and see what he's about.
Well, and then they do that, so then how'll be the three?
Yeah. They would compete. They would compete for two, or does that, I mean, if they were to do something like that, Eric, does that mean that they trade down from two and acquire more picks and more assets and maybe draft their left tackle like Joe Alt from Notre Dame, at four or five or somebody like that? I know that would be crazy.
They're not going to trade for Justin Fields.
I'll be stunned.
I'm sorry. They're not trading for Justin.
I'm just using it as a possibility now that the market continues to be really depressed.
I think Fields will get traded probably, you know, draft weekend because they're going to hold on to him until it seems very desperate.
What's he going to get, though, Jason? What's he going to fetch? I mean, if
what is Chicago going to get?
If who just got traded yesterday for a sixth round pick? The quarterback,
Mac Jones.
I guess. You know, yeah. And I'm not saying that Justin Fields isn't better than Mac Jones. I'm just saying that the market is not going to be what the Bears thought it was going to be and what most people thought it was going to. I'm just using that as a possibility. Granted, it's an outside. I think it's more likely that a Jimmy G type Comes here trying to say, hey, I can stabilize the room. I can possibly compete for a starting job or at the very minimum, the backup job because everybody gets hurt.
What is Jimmy G's suspension deal? Two games?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not that bad.
Rooster, we got to run. Always appreciate the time.
Thank you, boys.
Yep.
That's appreciate you.
Chris Russell, the Rooster, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. 1 until 4 p.m. weekdays. Don't forget, Warren Sharp will join us coming up at 9. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls on the Commanders free agent signings. Who's the biggest difference maker that the Commanders landed yesterday with their signings? 800-636-1067. Give us your biggest difference maker next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Portion of the Junks brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. You're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067 is the number. Who is your biggest difference maker that Adam Peters landed on the boat yesterday during day one of legal tampering in NFL free agency?
I feel like it's going to be Armstrong. I feel like he's going to be a big difference maker.
And yeah, and can he make that jump from like 7.5, 8.5 sacks to maybe, I don't know, 11 or 12 sacks?
Why wouldn't he? He was like a part-time player before, right?
I think he should be able to. I mean, he was second on the Cowboys in sacks behind Micah Parsons. Yeah. 7.5.
Yeah, I think it's Luvu. They just haven't had a really good linebacker in a while. And if he lives up to what everybody is saying about him, particularly the last two seasons. It looks like the first three seasons with the Jets, he didn't do much. But the last 2 years with Carolina, he was really good. It's something they've just needed.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't had really good, reliable tackling from the linebacker position.
It makes me wonder, well, if he's so good, why did Carolina part with him? Maybe they just didn't feel like paying $12 million to a linebacker.
Carolina's like partnering with everybody.
But we've talked about Carolina's decision making, right?
Yeah, they're currently
the dumbest team in the NFL, and I don't even think they're close.
Giving guys away. So
they're so dumb the way they do business.
I think it could be any of those guys. Yeah, I mean, but they're not done. They're going to add more.
How do you say the center's name again?
Biadasz.
Biadasz.
I'm not going to be able to
Tyler
say that.
Tyler Biadasz.
I can't. Think Biadasz. Think if you're going to say Biatch, Bia.
Biadasz.
Biadasz.
You know why I struggle? It's easy to say, but when you look at it, it doesn't, my brain explodes.
The SZ on the end.
It's just throwing the whole thing. Right. Biadasz.
Biadasz.
And he's going to have an important role because he's going to be working with a rookie quarterback all year.
Yeah no, for sure. Like, he's going to have a huge impact, but unless he's getting smoked, we're not even going to know the impact.
He can snap the ball, and he's also silly at milking cows.
He is.
His parents are dairy farmers.
So I
milk them with the best of them.
I do think that
to go to Iowa or something.
Wisconsin guys.
I feel like I'd be a natural milker. I feel like
cow milker.
Yeah, I feel like I could.
You'd be good. You'd be good with the teats.
Yeah, I think I'd be good.
Solid.
I'm a natural around. All right, around maybe. Teats.
I'd be terrible. I'm just not built to be on a farm.
I do think Luvu is the best signing. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. But I am intrigued by the news that they were pursuing Sam Darnold. Mm. I asked Chris Russell what it means to him. He said he predicted they were going to go after Darnold anyway. But maybe it means to me that they're not high on Sam Howell at all.
Right.
And would like to move on from the Sam Howell business.
I think if you're going to draft a rookie quarterback, right. Yeah. If you're drafting a rookie quarterback, I don't think it makes a lot of sense to have a 23-year-old Sam Howell there to develop.
A one-year starter?
It's an awkward fit.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
I would agree. I would agree with that.
Like, just bring in some scrap heap quarterback that's been in the league for 10 years.
Jeff Driscoll?
Or better than that, like Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton makes total sense to be the backup to whoever the starter is going to be that you draft at number two. Sam Howell doesn't make a lot of sense.
Garoppolo makes sense because of the connection that Peter's had with him. He does have to serve the first two games of suspension,
right?
Correct?
For PED?
For the PED, right.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kingsbury had a connection with them. The report that I read said that Kingsbury liked Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe just as a backup.
Yeah, I mean,
Adam Peters.
Who's going to want him as a starter?
Adam Peters.
Nobody wants Sam Darnold.
The Vikings right now.
Well, I think that they're going to draft like a J.J. McCarthy or somebody or Bo
Nix.
Yeah,
I think they're drafting somebody.
Their plan can't be Sam Darnold. I mean, they signed him to a one-year deal. That's not the plan going forward.
All right, let's take some calls here. 800-636-1067. Out of the guys they signed yesterday, I think there were six.
Six signings yesterday, if you want to toss in Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz earlier in the week or
last
week.
That makes seven new guys.
Yep. All right, let's go to Fran.
Who should be starters.
Charlotte. Fran, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, Junk. Wanted to call in, talk a little bit.
What do you think?
My favorite signing so far is Frankie Luvu down here in Charlotte. He's the heart of that defense. He's really good at getting up into the box against the run. He can drop back into coverage. And just having him in that linebacker room, I think, is going to make a big difference for Jamin Davis, just seeing how to play with Hart, because that guy plays every play like it's his last play.
All right, like to hear that. What's going on there in Carolina?
Oh, man, that dude is crazy. He's the most hate. Like, you think about what we went through with Snyder, Tepper's even worse when it's down here. You know, like, just the Brian Burns thing, you know, the way they bungled that and basically gave him away for nothing when they had opportunity to get the two first rounders and a second a couple years ago. You know, it just makes no sense. The guy, he wants to be the general manager, and he just doesn't have the skills for it. So it's a mess down here.
Yeah, it's got to be tough being a Panthers fan at this point. Thank you for the call.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm reading that Luvu, only 9 players had more tackles for losses over the past 2 years.
Somebody did send me something
TFLs.
That said he was like the most underrated linebacker or something. Did you guys get that also sent to you? Somebody said something like that.
I've seen a lot of reports that are hyping him up.
Right.
Is nobody concerned at all that a lot of these guys have connections to them as former coaches? Like, this is kind of a Ron bit.
I mentioned that earlier that we criticized Ron for
I mean, but we criticized, we hammered Ron.
No, but
Ron
the difference
for it.
With Ron is Ron brought in like 20 guys. He didn't bring like one or two. He brought in like 20.
Far, but four of the guys they've brought in.
Yeah, but they there are different organizations, and you're going to bring in who you know.
Well, I know Lynn's like, let me get a guy.
Right.
Kingsbury is like, let me get a guy. Quinn's like, let me get two guys.
Give a raw,
but yeah, but yeah, how do we know that doesn't happen in
that's
every
who
they
know
team?
It might.
You know what I mean?
I don't have a problem with it. Especially if they're coming from good organizations. Like the Cowboys are not the Panthers. You're bringing two Cowboys in, right? Like they're
Cowboys
winners.
Fine. Are the Chargers,
like the problem,
are the Chargers winners?
Well,
are
you know what Cardinals Austin Eckler, but you know Austin Eckler, his pedigree is pretty good. So yeah, you can understand and it's no money. It's no money. I don't have a problem with it. If they have 11 guys from Dallas, then maybe we could sit and have.
Well, this is what I have a problem with. If they don't have two. If they don't play well, if they're
right.
underachievers, then they're bad moves.
And Ron's guys, they tended to be older, like toward the end of the road, like
not
Andrew
really.
Norwell,
Curtis Samuel
Trey
wasn't
Turner. Okay, that.
I mean, in terms of the guys he brought signing. In from Carolina, he brought in Curtis Samuel. You know, like if we really
you really look at it, he brought in 10 or 11 guys, and most of them are mediocre.
Yeah.
Who's
I know,
the
but
offensive lineman?
He just started off saying they were all old.
Norwell,
they weren't all
Norwell,
Turner,
Andrew Norwell.
Yes.
Yeah. They just didn't work out.
And they came from a bad organization.
But let's trust that Quinn and Peters and his assistants are going to make better decisions on personnel than Ron and his guys did. He's got to trust
I actually
it.
Think it's smart if you pick off one or two guys from a team that you were at, and you go, hey, these guys are undervalued.
Right.
I think they can help us.
Yeah. These guys are on the come
I think
up.
That's because they know them better than anybody.
Look, Matt, if in 3 years they don't make the playoffs in 3 years and these guys aren't putting up numbers,
right.
I'd say you're right.
Yeah, like in 2 years, if the
they
offensive
went out and
line,
got guys they knew that
the
weren't
OL
good enough.
If the OL was ranked 30th in the league, then we can be like, you know what? If the offensive line is like one of the worst in the league still, we'll be like, Biadasz and the dude from Kansas City.
Allegretti.
Yeah, Allegretti. Yeah. Weren't great moves.
Yeah, I agree.
And look, I like Eckler, but even if he's cheap, he's still got to be valuable and produce, or else you wasted the roster on him.
He's got to put up 10 plus touchdowns for him to be worth it.
Singletary
over
was available.
Over a couple years. Not this year.
The Commanders
no, I think
have
in,
money.
In his best year, he's got to put up 10 total touchdowns.
Not for that kind of money.
I think he's got
based
to
on his nothing. No, based on his career, if he doesn't have 10 total touchdowns, I'm talking 4 or 5
in
rushes
year.
And 5 receiving, it's probably a waste. Correct. I'm not saying he's going to have that. Now, he's got a rookie quarterback thrown to him.
You guys have different expectations. And I have him as kind of, you know, let's hope he can play. Like you guys have him like his all-star level.
But why do you have hope he can play? Just based on the injury?
Yeah, he's older. He's cheap. They got him for nothing.
He had one bad year, though.
I know, but I just don't expect huge things.
What I
don't expect the Austin Eckler.
Then why do you like
years
no, I think he's going to.
I just don't have a problem with it. I don't necessarily like it.
Well, then you should have want them to sign somebody else that you know will have.
I wanted them to draft a rookie running back.
Well, they still could.
They might do that too to add some depth.
That's what I wanted them to do. But this is such little money. I think it's inconsequential.
I think you have to get over the money.
I think Eckler's...
That's just the way free agency is now, especially with running backs.
Well, it's just to me, it's inconsequential.
But Eckler...
They could cut
if Eckler had a huge year last year, like he did in 22...
He would be more expensive, of course.
But he is 20,
but
almost 29.
Older. Those
29
guys don't get a ton.
Start. He's not 26, 25, or 26.
If he gives you... If Eckler, just next season, gives you, let's say, 850 to 900 total yards... And 8 or 9 touchdowns, I think that's a success. That's
I agree.
Really good signing.
I agree.
Now, if he gives you 500 total yards and 2 or 3 touchdowns, it's not going
to
look great.
But the question is, can the rookie quarterback, you have to bank on the rookie quarterback using him to his advantage. And the advantage is...
The guy you pick at number 2 can throw a screen pass.
In the passing game, Austin Eckler is very valuable.
Yes.
I'm not expecting him to go out and carry the ball 25 times a game.
And I hope that
in the receiving game, he's going to be valuable.
I hope what Rooster mentioned actually comes true. That Kingsbury will line him up in the slot, basically use him as like another wideout.
Right.
Like he's got that skill set. Utilize it. Take the best advantage of it that you can.
To me, unless he's back to his old ways, he's basically Gibby. They're similar.
I think he's clearly a better version of Gibby when he's physically right.
I'm the only one here. I think he's the number one back.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think he'll be the number one back over Brian Robinson.
I think he's going to be.
You think he's going to get more carries than Brian Robinson?
I just think they look at his career and his injury history, and they say that guy is not a 15 carry a week type of guy at this point in his career. Maybe he was 6 or 7 years ago, but not in 2024.
I don't see that.
Well,
I
Jason just told you 2 years ago. Why do you have to go to 6 or 7 years ago for Austin Eckler?
2 years in the NFL is an eternity. 2 years ago, like, just because you produced 2 years ago, that's no guarantee.
I understand
that in 2024.
But you just said he hasn't been like a workhorse running back for 6 years. That's not true.
I'm just telling you, I don't think he's
6 years ago, he was a rookie.
I know. What does Cake say?
I don't think he's a guy that's going to carry the ball 15 times a week.
I don't think he is either.
Well, maybe not 15, but he's going to get double-digit carries, and he's going to get targets in the receiving game. He's going to.
I would prioritize the targets over the carries. I would leave the 4 yard carries to Brian Robinson and Rodriguez for the most part.
Well, I mean, you got to give the ball to him sometimes.
Eckler needs to major in the passing game. That was the huge mistake with Gibby. Gibby should have been a receiver first, running back second. They tried to do the opposite with him, and it failed.
I think it's just funny the recency that you
guys
have.
I mean, Cake said he hasn't been a workhorse back in 6 years. He had 204 carries 2 years ago. 3 years ago, had 206 carries.
204 carries is not a lot of carries.
Okay.
You're acting like he's
not. 15
a game. You're acting like he's Derrick Henry.
That's 15 a game.
I'm not saying that, but how many do you think Brian Robinson had?
16 to 18 carries a game?
No, carries. Since you said 200 is not a lot. Just give me your guess.
I don't know. 275. I don't know off the top of my head.
178.
Okay, is that when he was?
That's last rookie? Year. As a rookie, at 205.
Look at the game logs.
He had more as a rookie than he did last year. That's kind of weird. But anyway,
well,
we're getting away from the point.
Did he
miss some time? Away from reality rookie, is my point.
Yeah, he missed some time.
Well, my point is Brian Robinson's not that good. I don't think he's that good.
I think he's good.
I don't disagree with you.
I think he's
good for what
he's
you.
He's average.
Okay.
He's NFL average.
I'm not saying he's Pro Bowler.
He's NFL average.
But I think behind a good offensive line, better coaching, better system, I think you can use him. But Eckler, I'm sorry, Eckler, he needs to touch the ball a lot.
I think he's the first down back. What do you think?
I don't know how they'll use him.
I think he's the first down back.
But I'll tell you what, you need to give him the ball minimum 10 times a game in the rushing game,
right.
And then you need to target him, I don't know, 6 to 8 times a game in the passing game.
Hey, I hope his body holds up.
I think he needs to touch the ball. I think he needs to touch the ball 15 times a game.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Warren Sharp. He's the founder of Sharp Football Analysis. He's on the show at 9 a.m., so keep listening.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Breaking free agency news. This is from Tom Pelissero. He tweeted this 2 minutes ago. The Vikings and former Packers RB Aaron Jones have agreed to terms on a 1-year $7 million deal. So he stays in the NFC North.
Musical chairs.
Goes from the Packers to the Vikes. And that makes sense because the Vikings have lost Dalvin Cook and...
Is Madison gone?
Madison's a free agent.
All right, there you go.
I don't think he's signed elsewhere at this point, but...
Dalvin Cook was a bust.
Dalvin Cook was a disaster.
Correct me if after I'm he wrong. Left Vikings. Eckler got a lot less money than all these guys, right?
Yes.
They're all getting more money.
Than the top two or three guys, sure.
What? There were like six or seven.
Aaron Jones got... $7 million. If he gets the whole $7 million, that's a lot more than what Eckler
Yeah.
Allegedly has got.
That's why I don't understand
Washington.
This idea that he's going to be the workhorse here, but maybe he will be. And it'll just be like the greatest bargain in the NFL.
He averaged about 13 carries last season, which is about, I just well, think many, it's okay. I could be wrong. I just think he's better than Brian Robinson. I know he's he's a few years older, yeah. But I would guess he's the first down back, but maybe not.
I don't know if he's the first down back, but you have to use him. If they acquired him after the 22 season, mm-hmm. You guys would be calling it a steal. You guys would be loving it.
I think it's a great deal. It's a
you guys would love because of the numbers he put it. He had a bad year last year because he was banged up.
Understood.
I just have to assume his body's going to recover and he's not going to be hurt again.
He's just
to start the year.
He's also though a couple hundred car crashes later.
Yeah, I think
then.
Yeah, but I mean, it's football. These guys they bounce back.
If there were no repercussions, they probably want to rush him 20 times a game and throw the ball to him 10 times. He's that good of a player when he's healthy.
I would say 10 to 14 rushes.
I think they realize. Look, this guy's going to be 29 when the season starts. He's coming off an injury-marred campaign. We don't want to overwork him.
The one thing we do know...
Robinson and Rodriguez that can be the early down bangers.
One thing we do know is that Kingsbury runs the ball more than Bieniemy.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody runs the ball more than Bieniemy.
Right, but I mean, Kingsbury has this notion that the thought was, oh, he just slings it.
Right.
No, but he actually... He tries to keep some balance and does try to run the ball more than people realize.
Yep.
So he might get more carries than we think. Everything's a great unknown because we don't know the systems. We don't know how it's going to play out. But I would think he would be used similar to the way Gibby was, maybe a little bit more.
I would rather. Yeah.
Maybe they would use him a lot in the passing game.
I'd rather they major in getting him mismatches, getting him out in space, than him banging in against 330-pound defensive linemen.
Agreed.
Personally.
Agreed.
Now, there'll be some of the – he will carry the ball some. I
but
just
he,
don't think
he's so, he was so explosive when he was healthy, he could get you 4.5 to 5 yards of carry.
Right.
And he could score some touchdowns on the ground.
Definitely.
So you got to use him both.
He should do both.
Both ways, but certainly in the passing game. Look, when you have a rookie quarterback, you got to have someone you trust on the outside.
Yeah.
And maybe they use him more as a receiver.
I keep saying first down back. It's really first series back because I would want him on the field. For first down, second down, and third down for, let's say, the first two series. Then you get Brian Robinson a series.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go, if he gets it going, then you can stick with Brian Robinson. But I just think Eckler's got more home run potential. He's proven it with the touchdowns. I just think he's better.
You're missing my message. He's got more everything potential than Brian Robinson ever has had.
So I'm giving him more touches.
He's just older, and he's been more banged up. So you can't just be like, all right, you're going to get 25 touches a week between the passing and the running game. He's going to break down by the first end of the first month.
What if they envision him, though, is they're just hoping he can be their Christian McCaffrey?
I don't think they will.
I mean, I'm sure they would love it if they
to
could.
To give the ball to him 25 times
rep,
a game?
Though, I don't think so. A couple years ago, people would say, well, Christian McCaffrey, it is his fantasy bias. Like, Christian McCaffrey, he can't get through a season. Played every game this year.
But he's a more physical, even though he's smaller.
But you keep saying, like, Eckler's banged up. I'm looking at games played. So this year was 14. The year before that, full season 17. The year before that, full season 16.
How good was he in the 14 games he played? He wasn't very good. His yards per carry dipped to 3.5 yards per carry.
It's established.
So are you just?
But you keep saying banged up. It's one season being banged up.
Are you just throwing out the good seasons?
Absolutely.
They didn't
not.
Even happen.
I'm the one who said he's a borderline Hall of Famer, like an idiot about an hour ago.
Well, he's not a Hall of Famer,
how good
but
Austin Eckler
I think
is.
If he's healthy, he can get back to where he was in 22 as opposed to last year.
Look, if he becomes what he was back in 2021 and 2022, it's the greatest signing of the entire free agency cycle.
We're attacking Cakes for the 1 year he has muted expectations. Normally, he has 75 catches for every guy on the roster.
I'm just attacking him because he's throwing out stuff he hasn't been a workhorse for 6 years when he was, had back-to-back years of over 200 carries.
By the way, there are no more workhorses outside of Derrick Henry. Nobody gets workloads like that in the modern NFL. Teams know
that. We know that.
You can't give the ball like teams did to Sean Alexander back in whatever years he played.
I'm torn because I do think Eckler may have hit a wall, something.
Mm-hmm. Possible.
But I also think that Brian Robinson is not special.
Totally agree with that. He's a very serviceable running back.
Very underutilized by the enemy.
Let's hope that it's a better system, better offensive line, more holes. used a little different. They're like, there are a lot of different factors.
But in the 2 years I've watched Brian Robinson, I've never said, man, we got one.
He had some good games.
He's special.
He had some good games.
I mean, he's fine.
But he's again, averaged 4 yards a carry.
But again,
3.9 and 4.1.
Look who was blocking for him.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir here.
I mean, let's.
I'm a howler. I mean, yeah.
what does the Darnold interest tell you, Evie, about what the staff thinks about?
Well, I kind of understand it because it doesn't make sense to have like a second year guy as your back. It's weird,
especially if they draft Drake May and they're supposedly friends.
If I were Adam Peters, friends together, I would call all the teams that are currently in quarterback purgatory.
Yeah.
And I would say, you guys interested in Sam Howell? You can have him for a fourth round pick.
I think if you go to the tape, I advocated trading him at the end of the season. I said, just get him out of here.
I would be trading him with the quickness.
I think I advocated for it at the end of the season. Let's go to Mike in Chesapeake. Mike, what's up?
Hello, man. How y'all doing?
Hey, Mike. Hey, good. What's up, man?
What in the world are they doing? I don't care if you get 20 after your guy. You ain't got a quarterback. How you let your best quarterback go? What are they going to do?
You talking about Jacoby Brissett?
They weren't going to start him, though.
You wanted them to keep Jacoby as the backup?
Well, you need him out of spring. Now you got a rookie coming in. He got to learn on the fly. What in the world?
Mike, there are 100 Jacoby Brissetts out on the market.
Here's the thing, Mike.
Who are they?
Jameis Winston. Boom, there's one. Ryan Tannehill, another one.
Garoppolo.
Mike, here's the thing, and I don't like it either. It sounds like you don't like it. But the number two picks in a draft all start week one.
They usually start, yeah, exactly.
I don't like it. I don't think they're ready for the most part, but they all start week one.
Okay, well, you're not going to where you may finish at the bottom. You may finish in third place in the division. You might.
I agree with you.
With the quarterback.
I don't have any hope.
Yeah, well,
hopeless Eric Beckel.
And look, let me tell you something about Eckler. Eckler is good, was good. He's not as good as he used to be. He came on like Brian Robinson. He don't have the power. Last year, Brian Robinson was kind of towel by himself with no blocking.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's not that of runner. He's
now
a smaller
Brian
guy.
Brian Robinson's stands are all coming out. Apparently, he's Earl Campbell. We don't know what
he'd
be.
He can't do it. He can't do it no more.
Who, Eckler?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
The way I think, last year, the way he ran?
Last year, he was hurt. Of
Put
course,
way,
I would agree with
this
you there.
This was probably the best offer he got. And yep, it was a nubs offer.
Hey, they
probably
won't be able to bring back
you,
Curtis
Samuel.
Doesn't mean he can't play.
I see agree. That the Chiefs have signed him.
Oh, who is that?
Curtis Samuel.
That's a good signing
by the
Chiefs.
That's a good signing for them.
Mm-mm. That's a really
Confirm
good signing.
That, but.
That's a good signing for them.
All right, coming up next,
definitely
we will,
a weapon.
We will talk more NFL free agency with Warren Sharp. He's the founder of Sharp Football Analysis. He's going to join us next on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.